Autobiography of Nobel Prize winner Sidney Altman. I was born in Montreal in 1939, the second son of poor immigrants. My mother worked in a textile mill and my father in a grocery store before they met and married. It was from them that I learned that hard work and stable surroundings could yield rewards, even if only in infinitesimally small increments. For our immediate family and relatives, Canada was a land of opportunity. However, it was made clear to the first generation of Canadian-born children that the path to opportunity was through education. No sacrifice was too great to forward our education, and fortunately, books and the tradition of study were not unknown in our family. I am conscious of two events that sparked my early interest in science, the first being the appearance of the A-bomb. The mystique associated with the bomb, the role that scientists played in it, and its general importance could not fail to impress even a six-year-old. About 7 years later, I was given a book about the periodic table of the elements. For the first time, I saw the elegance of scientific theory and its predictive power. I should mention that while I was growing up, Einstein was presented as a worthy role model for a young boy who was good at his studies. I added various writers of fiction and stars of ice hockey and baseball to my pantheon. By the time I reached high school, my father's grocery store had made our life adequately comfortable, and I was able to choose, without any practical encumbrances, the subjects that I wanted to pursue in college. My intention was to enroll at McGill University, but an unexpected series of events led me to study physics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. There, I experienced 4 years of overstimulation among brilliant peers and outstanding teachers. Lee Grodzins supervised my senior thesis in nuclear physics and provided me with a wonderful research experience and with his friendship. During my final semester at MIT, I took a short introductory course in molecular biology to find out what all the excitement was about. That course, taught by Cyrus Leventhal, familiarized me with nucleic acids and molecular genetics, and prepared me for future encounters with these topics. I spent 18 months as a graduate student in physics at Columbia University, waiting, unhappily, for an opportunity to work in a laboratory and wondering if I should continue in physics. 8 months later, having left Columbia, I was studying physics in a summer program and working in Colorado, when I decided to enroll as a graduate student in biophysics. George Gamow, the physicist, had steered me to Leonard Learman, then working at the University of Colorado Medical Center. Learman provided the guidance, friendship, and critical analysis that enabled me to enjoy molecular biology in a productive manner. I've been blessed with outstanding mentors, people who became personal friends and who have illuminated so many aspects of human creativity for me with their intellectual power. In particular, they are Leonard Learman, Matthew Meselson, Sidney Brenner, and Lee Grodzins. There are, of course, many others whose names I cannot list here. My life has been enormously enriched by my marriage to Anne Corner in 1972. My wife is my colleague, mentor, and friend in every respect. She and our two wonderful children have contributed immeasurably to whatever success I have achieved.